Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. The best argument ever for forgiving the repayment of education loans is simple. So simple, I am surprised the progressives have not thought of it. The irrefutable reason is that they simply did not teach them anything. Therefore, they should not have to pay. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023. HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Today's weather? Sunny with a 100% chance of government overreach. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. New threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu.
Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq. Anyway.
Yanukovych then fleeing after we had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City.
Your candidate might be better on, health care than Joe is. But you've got to look at who's going to win this election. And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay, I sort of personally like so-and-so better. But your bottom line has to be that we have to beat Trump.
Of course, President Harris is a proud Howard alum. She might have something to say about Delaware State. Now, when President Harris and I took a virtual tour of a vaccination center in Arizona not long ago,
we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
And I agree with what Chairman Powell said last week, that the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we built is inflation.
So we have to prepare for a more angry world.
That was interesting. When do we, I just said, a simple question from little old me, but when do we start believing them? I mean, they say it. When do we believe it?
Well, I'm going to try to find out. I'm coming here today from the Washington, D.C. headquarters of the World Nut Head Cases.
The mothership.
Holy cow.
Was that a real or was that a real? When do we actually believe him? You know, Bill Gates had a really specific guess for what he thinks is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, really
extremely
detailed. It's coming from a computer screen. It's going to become, through gene modification and the way it's going to hit. And
algorithm.
I mean, it's just so specific. Huh. Amazing.
I really wasn't too concerned about it until I heard yesterday about the monkey virus.
I know. Well, there is somebody in Massachusetts that has monkey virus.
Oh, yeah. Somebody.
Yeah. And never mind the fact that they just got the go-ahead to make another 13 million doses of smallpox shots that can also be used for monkeypox. But you know what? In the article, it says that the materials for this were already made. They're just basically putting it together now.
Yeah, but they're not going to even be available till 23, 24.
Yeah.
Plan ahead.
Plan ahead. Saracena Purpurea. I hope you have some.
I got plenty.
Yeah?
I really
hope people do, and I hope the difference between extract and homeopathic, because homeopathic, you have to take so much more in volume than extract. If you can make your own, that's the best. And you can buy the plants online. They're super cheap, like $20. Hi, everybody. How are you today? Utah Tech, they are, all of the news organizations are already calling it Utah Tech, even though the change doesn't happen till July 1st. They're really excited and anticipating this, so they're already calling it that. I'm sure Biff is so excited. I'll bet he's just so excited. He can't stand it. It's like Christmas morning to Biff, President Biff, who hates who we are here. And they came up with a logo. It's like half red, half blue. Is that like a Civil War? Is that like whites against blacks, or is that like a, is that like a something towards the Civil War? It's split into two colors, the logo. It's like red and blue. Is that like Republicans versus Democrats? I mean, it's a strange, whoever did that did just such a horrible job anyway. The name is stupid. It's plain. It's ugly. Has no representation or history here. The logo, even worse. The bison, I have to say, what's his name? Something the bison?
I don't know.
No, he named it like Bruce the Bison or something.
Really?
Yeah, it's so
I didn't
dumb.
Know that.
And that's on every corner here because bison are here all the time. They flow freely through the streets. And
they're like rats.
Well, the pioneers rode them here on bison back. They got their little saddles and they saddled them up and they rode into town to create St. George, I guess. That's how they tied the bison in.
Yeah.
It was like, do we do a turtle that's from California or take a bison from someplace else? And they took the bison.
And I actually heard they preferred the turtle, but they figured people wouldn't believe it because they're so slow.
You're right. Well, I mean, the pioneers could have ridden them in.
Yeah.
You never know. Could be part of our history. Nonetheless, they're changing our culture, and Biff is at the top of that chain, and Michelle Randall did nothing. Don did nothing. Evan did nothing. And nobody's doing anything about it. And the county commissioners came in at the last second to show you a fake fight, and they're not doing anything, so... There's always that.
Names are really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember growing up, that I had a friend who was named Jimmy all through elementary school.
Right.
But when we started to college and he was still being called Jimmy, everybody thought that was a little odd.
Well, it is.
Yeah. Isn't it Jim, really, or James?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, he preferred Jimmy.
Yeah. The budget of St. George is $501 million. We've announced this a couple of times this week because you need to know how bad you're being ripped off by Michelle Randall, the city manager, Jimmy Hughes, Danielle Larkin, Craig MacArthur, and all the rest. You need to know how bad you're getting ripped off. So $501 million for 95,000 people, even under 100,000 people. So they're really sticking it to you, and I thought we would let you know that again. City manager, and he's a treat. They got him from up north, and he's terrible at his job. He's screwing you left and right. I don't know if anyone's going to care, but I do. I care about you guys. And so Jimmy, Greg, Danielle, who's a complete and total lib, so's Greg, so's Michelle Randall. They just won't let you know that. They are just spending your money left and right, added $80 million more to the budget this year. $1 million electric bus. You know the deal. You know.
I'm seriously considering getting into politics.
Are you?
Yeah. Because that's where the money and power are.
Right. Well, it is, according to Christy Pike. That's where I want to be where the money and power is. You know, at least she's just saying it, right? At least she's honest about who she is, you know? And she's gross, but she's telling you. I mean, obviously needs to probably live in China, her and John Pike, but they're telling you who they are. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I need some therapy.
I wish I could give you therapy. I need therapy,
How long
too.
Have you been a Democrat?
I went to sleep a long time ago. My name is Rip Van Winkle. And when I went to sleep, everybody helped everybody and pulled together and never asked government for help. And it was called St. George and Washington County. And then I woke up, and it was like I'd seen a movie of Back to the Future, and Evil Biff had taken over everything.
Pretty much.
And,
now
it's called Greater Zion.
Yeah, that's a fun name, Greater Zion.
And the, and the college that used to be Dixie College is now a trade tech kind of
Nothing. It's kind of like the new press secretary. We just call her black female. This is just like no name university, nothing university. We'll just call it that. Nothing, just nothing, nothing to see here. That's pretty much, you're right.
So where's Lesser Zion? We're living in Greater Zion now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. It's so tragic that I don't... Thank you for your call. Yeah. We don't know sometimes what else to say. It's that bad. It's the people hijacking you, ripping you off, screwing you over, and taking your city. When do people finally react to this?
I'd like to give Mr. Van Winkle a little advice.
Oh, okay.
Go back to sleep.
Please. I'd like to go back to sleep. I know it's really horrific. And of 10 years on the radio, can I just tell you, I've never seen them gouge you this badly, take advantage of you this badly, do things to you in this city and county so horrifically than I have in the last couple of years. Never. In 10 years on the radio, I've never seen it this bad. And this is why I'm hard on city people, because they deserve it, because they're scoundrels. They deserve it. And Michelle Tanner's about the only bright spot. She's about the only one that's even sticking up for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Washington has doubled, tripled their budget. Same thing with Ivan. Same thing with Santa Clara. They've all done it. Okay? And I don't know what it's going to take. How much do they have to tack on $100 more million in St. George for 95,000 people so that you finally understand how badly you're getting screwed? I don't know what it's going to take, you guys. How badly do they have to, they need an audit. How badly do they have to screw you over? That's what I want to know. How badly? How much more of it can you take? How much more in taxes can you pay before you finally go, enough's enough? I said this yesterday, and I don't want to be a broken record today. I'm just so frustrated. By the way, Dr. Dumb, she's back. We had to comment about her for like 18 months, and that little pixie woman, the little pixie liberal up north, Dr. Dumb, we call her. Her name's Angela Dunn. But we just call her Dr. Dumb because she's that much of a total tool and idiot. They picked her out of the CDC after she'd been abroad for 2 years and picked her to be over the state of Utah so she could lie to us every single day. And she's lying in the press today. You should check it out, Deseret News. They have her front and center looking really stoic, lying to you and telling you that all the deaths are because people weren't fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll be right back. A couple of things on the docket, too, and some guests that are coming up this week and next that are really cool. We'll be right back. My slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue, and it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you, but what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free, so make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. In order to get this special deal, you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. mypillow.com/Kate. If you just go to mypillow.com and put in the word Kate, your
talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times are not forgotten. Look away.
Fellas.
Dixieland.
Just a shame what they're doing. It really is. It's hard to take. When the scoundrels become scoundrelly, is that a word? It's hard. It's hard for me to take. I don't know what you guys are thinking, but it's hard. It's tough to think that everybody thought these were nice people that are just ruining this city, which lends a hand to ruining this country. We're taking so much federal money. It's not even funny. Why do you think the budget's up over $500 million? Do you really think 95,000 people are producing enough money for that budget? They're taking money from the Fed's strings, and they're too stupid to do anything about it. I hate to be mean, but these are people that are kind of hell-bent on turning the city into Salt Lake, and no one's doing anything about it. This makes me sick. And Biff, I'm so ashamed of that guy. I just, my heart breaks for the students at Dixie that thought they were doing, they thought of the school they were going to, and then they get Biff. He's the biggest disgrace. And I just feel bad for those students that just went through the last graduation at Dixie with the name Dixie on it. That the other students are going to have Utah Tech. How sick. How dumb. And what a waste. And they had to lie to do it. They had to out and out lie. Biff had to lie. They all had to lie. What scumbags. You can't get a bigger scumbag. If you have to lie to get there, that's what all the leftists have to do. They have to lie. They have to lie to get people in office. They have to lie to get you to like what they're selling. They lie. And we as a community tried to fight it, but we tried to fight it too late. And those you think are in your corner put up a fake fight at the end, knowing they couldn't do anything about it. And July 1st, the name changes. And we're stuck with the most boring, know-nothing, crappiest name I've ever seen on a college. Utah Tech. And we're stuck with it because of Biff and his cronies and Jordan and all these people, these idiotic morons that run the university. We'll keep calling it Dixie, but I'm just ashamed. I'm ashamed that our community allowed this to happen and that the people that said that they didn't want it, that did the fake fight, shame on you. Because you did have a little power and you could have done something about it, but y'all went Christie Pike. Y'all went John Pike on everybody and decided to let your liberal flag fly and then say, oops, we can't do anything, too late, so sorry. Oh, we really love Dixie, we love it. What a lie. Liars. They're liars. Call them out. I'm tired of this.
I find it really hard to believe that it costs the city budget is enough that it costs each and every person in St. George $5,263 a year to live here.
Yeah. They're paying, $6 million in salaries for workers and for administration. $6 million a year in a town of 95,000 people. Michelle Randall, city manager, Greg MacArthur, Danielle, Natalie, all you guys, except for Michelle Tanner. I don't think she would be for this at all. All the rest of you little hooligans, especially the city manager, they're behind this. $6 million in salaries. $6 million to run a city of 95,000 people. And no one thinks that's corrupt? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm going to go back a bit.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have much of a dog in the fight when it comes to St. George because I don't live there and I never will live there again.
Yeah.
You mentioned the new press secretary was a black female.
She's just a black female. That's really why she was hired. Yes.
But are you sure? Are you a biologist?
I'm really not. I mean, I'm really not. I can't be sure you're right.
Yeah. You know, because that right. Hey.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then as far as Angela Dunn.
Uh-huh.
Angela Dunn. So what, the pandemic's back?
Oh, yes. Angela Dunn is telling us that we're not fully vaccinated. We're still the problem. We're just too ignorant to know it. And none of those people dying, all the vaccinated ones in the hospital, they're not really dying from the vaccinations. They're just dying from fluky heart attacks and strokes that came all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is interesting because, you know, we are now, you know, Fauci, CDC, uh-huh. Angela Dunn. They're, yep. You know, all these figures are coming back.
Yep.
Because apparently the pandemic's coming back, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep. But now, if the pandemic's coming back to the point where we need this, why are we getting rid of Title 42?
You posed an interesting question.
Yet.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. My head's going to explode.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just dial in on something, though? So, and you tell me what you think. He just looked at me like, what the heck? Okay. All right. So, these people in leadership, like, I'll give you Michelle Randall. She's a female. That's why she was elected. Okay. So we have these people in office and they feel like all of a sudden when they get to that stature, I'm going to put in quotes, the power, right? The little power group of the city, the Don Ibsens, the Michelle Randalls, all of them. They suddenly feel like they have a responsibility to call all the shots in your life, to tell you what you need to do. Not a responsibility to you, a responsibility of you. So everything that they do is, well, we have to look at it like us versus them. We have a responsibility to do things in your best interest because you can't figure it out, dear citizen. Here's a hand washing video. Here is our ability to give you the housing we think you should have. You can't make decisions because we are now responsible for you. It's as if they absorbed this title and took over guardianship of adults in the city. That's how I feel. I feel like we have a new guardian. And that guardian is making decisions about your life, not because they work for you, because they now feel like they have a responsibility over you. And I think that has to be the worst part of it, is that they're your new mommy, daddy, guardian. And they put themselves in this position, by the way. We have to do what's best for the people of the city. You know, you're just supposed to make sure government doesn't tell us what to do, but you're telling us what to do. So you're defiling the Constitution. You're not defending it.
Yeah.
But I do think it comes from that arrogant ego responsibility. I'm responsible for you, dear citizen. That means I have to lock you down. I've got to put you in a situation where I show you how to wash your hands 50 times a day. I'm responsible for you now.
But we're told all the time we have a beautiful city.
It's really pretty and very expensive.
And it's because of the way they run it that we have
expensive.
A very beautiful city.
Mm-hmm.
But I've lived here for 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And my quality of life has not gotten better in the last 30 years.
Oh, but they think it has, and they tell you that it has.
Yeah.
They do. They tell you that. You didn't hear them?
And it doesn't matter how much money they spend. All that matters is that when they say we have a nice city, you believe it.
Well, they did tell us that, though.
Yeah, constantly.
I mean, they did tell us we do have a really nice city. So.
We have parks that are easy to go to because they're always empty.
$6.5 million, I think, in salaries. $8 million in golf courses. We have $1.2 million I think it's every other year, we replace the police cars. $3 million to soccer facilities. Oh, by the way, we're spending millions to re-up one of the golf club clubhouses, golf course clubhouses. That's important. You have to make it look super nice.
Well, they make money on it.
I'm sure there's an interior decorator that's related to one of these councilmen.
No doubt.
that's getting off on that one. And 22 million in leisure services. Did you know government was supposed to be in charge of that?
Well,
leisure. They're supposed to be in charge of leisure.
They made slaves of us. They might as well give us our leisure, too.
So. Well, you guys, they're just ripping you off left and right. They're just ripping you off. They might as well just come into your home and steal stuff. It's the same thing. They do it by government force, so it's the same damn thing. Just open your door for the next mayor, city councilman, county commissioner, state senator, legislator. Let them just come in and steal stuff, because that's what's going on here. I mean, you seem to like it. Everybody seems to like it. They keep putting the same bozos back in, so everybody must seem really happy. I would just open your door, let them know what they can take. What'd you just purchase recently? What could you just give them? Because that's how they do it. Thieves in the night.
I just like the way they use our money to build all this leisure stuff.
Yeah,
and then still charge us to use it.
Yeah, and then call it the stupid name of Greater Zion. Change the name of it. Overhaul. Take out the name Dixie. Give us Tech University. And erase your history. Just erase it. You didn't exist. Your ancestors didn't exist. Nope. It only came on the back of Biff. Yep. Biff's here riding his bison into town. And he's inventing your new history now. And he's ashamed of all of you. Did you know that he joined a college that nobody could ever get a job when they went to? Yeah. He was like, yes, hire me. I can't wait to go to a school where nobody can get a job, because that was his premise when he came here. No one can get a job because it's called Dixie. And then he stood there at graduation and talked about how many people were getting jobs out in the community, how many people were having so much success. Can't have it both ways, Biffy. It's just so wrong, and it's so sad. And I know that so many of you have spent some tears over this, because you see your history just being erased, and I'm so sorry. I wish we could have done more.
I think a lot of it is that the elected officials just listen to the unelected bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like my friend Thomas said, how do you get to Sodom and Gomorrah? It starts with polite business meetings. All done in polite business meetings, and he's right. Thank you, Thomas Dykes. Be right back.
Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. The best argument ever for forgiving the repayment of education loans is simple. So simple, I am surprised the progressives have not thought of it. The irrefutable reason is that they simply did not teach them anything. Therefore, they should not have to pay. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. 435-612-1023. HearingAndBrainCenters.com. 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I love it. But I also have to play this gem for you, actually sung by a veteran. Here we go.
Oh, I'm glad I'm a good old rebel. I won't care if I am. I won't be reconstructed. If I am, may I be damned. Oh, I followed old Marsh Roberts for 4 years there about. Got wounded in 3 places. And a starved camp look out. Oh, I'm glad I'm a good old rebel. Hat, boot, coats, and all. I won't be reconstructed. No, sir, not at all. I hate that Yankee nation and all they say and do. I hate the Declaration of Independence, too.
Wow.
I hate that right.
Boy, that guy's a real treat.
He's a rebel.
He's a rebel through and through. You know what, though? I wish we were still rebels over here at Dixie, though. I really do. I really loved that mascot. I thought they did a great job. It's better than whatever the bison. Is it Stuart the Bison? Bruce the Bison? What is it?
I don't,
they made up some goofy, stupid
I never
name.
Heard the
Whoever's
name,
in their
though.
Marketing department at Dixie needs to be fired. Whoever did that logo needs to be fired, too. The Utah Tech. The two different colors, like they're in some divisive war. That needs to... Anyway, it shows volumes. It's kind of like the opening reel. It speaks a lot for itself.
The only thing I ever really thought about the bison around town was how expensive it would be if I ran one over.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. High collar.
Hi. Well,
paper mache and all. Hi, go right ahead.
That would be a sight, Uncle
yes,
Milton,
it would.
Running a bison over. With this bonehead and the idiot cabal, did none of them ever stop and think through how low-budget, cheap Dixie Tech sounds?
I know.
I'm not trying to say anything bad. We all know Georgia Tech, but there's a history behind the name Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. But every time I hear Dixie Tech or Dixie Technical University, the two things that run through my mind are ITT Technical School and DeVry University.
We'll just call it DeVry. That's what we should do. We should call it DeVry.
But they also had bad reputation for running students through their high cost, low quality program, and then these students owed huge amounts in student loans that they couldn't pay back, and they were not hireable.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought that was one of their Crimea River stories was, well, people couldn't get hired with the name Dixie State College.
That's what they kept saying, even though they kept touting the opposite. But, yeah, can't have both conversations. Yep, they did.
So now we have a low-budget name on a school that sounds like it's a crapshoot.
Right, and it could be anything.
Oh, that's improvement.
No, nothing. So that's going to be on everybody's little certificate. So you're right. Thank you for that. It was a great point. That's on everybody's certificate. Where'd you go? The tech. So it's like what is it? Conversation stopper. Oh. It's like DeVry. Oh, you went to DeVry. Oh, okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. I just want to mention, I don't know if you remember, but they just had the chamber and Empowering Women again, and I don't know why we are on this kick again.
Empowering Women?
Yeah, that was what their theme was, is have all these women come. I don't know if you read it or not.
The last thing women need is more power right now.
Right.
Yeah,
they teach them how to be mothers and daughters.
Yeah,
daughters,
that would be
and
nice.
They didn't want to, And it just irritates me. And I just wonder, half of those women probably believe in abortion, so I wonder where our chamber stands on that because of all these women that are coming to find out how they can have more in power.
Right.
And then yesterday on the news, Deseret News mentioned Romney is supporting this $40 billion. They forgot to mention that the reason he supports it is because he has money there that ties with Ukraine.
Yep.
And this my last thought is, in last month I've had two people come to try to sell me solar for my roof. They better check that out because Utah is one of the worst states. Other states, if you overproduce, you get a reimbursement. If you don't, St. George keeps everything. They sell it off and they make millions of dollars by all the solar that you overproduce. They don't give it back to the people that have it. So
of course they don't.
My thought.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Thank
Great
you.
Call. Great
Thank
call.
You.
Empowering Women. These are probably the same people that everyone else raises their children to, if they have any. I'm so sick of women empowerment. They can shove women empowerment up there. You know what? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it because it's such a liberal message and it's such a disgusting message, you know, as far as that's the last thing women need. He's right. They need to learn how to be really good moms and wives. And there's a lot of talents we're losing. A lot of values down that road. Oh, by the way, tomorrow night, Friday night, Red Lion, 7 o'clock, Ted Callister's coming. So Citizens for Constitutional Government is bringing in Ted Callister tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Make it a date night. Red Lion. Sorry.
If I could go back, I'd go back to college and I'd study women's studies. I'd then be able to understand what the heck's going on.
All somebody has to do is say, I studied women's studies. And I just go, oh, you have a nap for a brain. All men are mean and all men are out to get you. Mm-hmm. You're a victim and you know nothing and you watch CNN. Those are the women's studies graduates. They can put Utah Tech on their, on their certificate. Can everyone else have Dixie, please, Biff? Would that be okay? I can't imagine that Biff hated our area so much that he took the job here. It's always amazed me. It always has amazed me that he took the job, even though it's such a hateful name and a hateful place. Right, Biffy? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kate and Uncle Milky.
Hey. Hi, go right ahead.
Once again, I am truly living in a world I do not understand.
Amen, brother.
Now, you said that the city of St. George's budget is how much again, please?
It's $501 million for only 95,000 people.
Okay, now, to compare that, the city of Cleveland, Ohio, just shy of 300,000 people, a budget of $710 million.
Wow.
Now, here's another thing. I am going to a city council meeting tonight. I won't say which one. I don't want to, in case any of them are listening, I don't want to give them a heads up.
Yeah. Okay.
But one thing that I am going to question them on is that, have you noticed on your city of St. George water bill how you have a drainage fee?
I haven't. I haven't noticed that.
Oh, yeah. I think St. George has it.
Yeah.
I know Hurricane has it, a $4 a month. Leverkin has it. My question is, what are we draining?
Good question.
It hardly rains out here to drain anything.
Yeah. Good question.
So, according to, and I love numbers. I'm a numbers person because numbers don't lie.
Okay.
According to the 2020 census, in the city of Hurricane, there were 6,142 households.
Okay.
Now, at $4 a month for every household, and then you add that up for an entire year, you're looking at a cash cow of over $294,000 to drain nothing.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they are draining something.
What?
Your wallet.
Yeah, isn't that true?
I dare you to stand up and ask if it's a drain the wallet fee.
I'm going to propose that instead of $4 a month, if there's, because we haven't had any appreciable rain in, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
So the people that have been billed $4 a month, now they should get credited $4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're not draining anything. Now, I have one other thing I'd like to bring up.
Okay, you got to hurry.
And if if you and Uncle Milky would play along. If I tell you two that you owe me $100,
okay,
would you just give me the money or do I have to prove it?
I don't know. Am I the mayor?
Well, here's why. In case this would be a great topic for at least an entire show for you.
Okay.
I was in an auto accident back in 2019. Now, I'm on Social Security disability. I have two chronic pain stimulators built into my body. One of them went bad a month before the accident. But because of the close proximity, once Medicare and CMS found out that I received a settlement from the car accident, and I have a sheet at home showing I owe $0 to them. All of a sudden, now I owe them over $26,000.
Okay. Wow.
So they wanted you to pay for your stimulator with future money.
Right. And even though it has no relation to the car accident at all, I have appealed it over and over and over again, and I'm faxing an appeal again in tomorrow. But my whole thing is, number one, it didn't have anything to do with the accident. But number two, if they're pulling this on me and I have enough, you know what, to fight the federal government, how many people are they pulling this on that think, oh, it's the federal government, I'm just going to pay it?
Right.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
I'm not a lawyer, but my advice to you would be to say you're black.
Well, that's true. No, you're right, Uncle Milty. But,
and
you know,
a woman.
I even secured a letter from my surgeon, along with a letter from the stimulator company, along with the x-rays, and they still ruled against me.
Yeah.
Not black enough. You really need to say that. I'm going to start filling it out on all my stuff, too. I'm a black Native American woman. I don't know what else to do here. I don't know. Take the problem to Adam Lenhart. He loves going to the feds and discussing federals and money. He's the city manager of St. George. So.
What I'm doing with my paperwork, if you don't mind, I am going to copy you on it so you can look it over. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call.
Okay, I will.
And then you know, we can see.
All right,
you know,
sounds
if you
good.
You want to do a show on it.
All right, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
So here this man got a medical device, and then because he got an insurance settlement from a car accident, and they found out he had some money, they're saying, now we want you to pay for that medical advice we paid for. But yet, if you're on food stamps and you win the lottery, they don't say, we want our food stamp money back from the last 10 years.
Well, food insecurity. Yeah.
Yeah. Just medical devices just for white people.
Hunger. just hunger. That's my answer to that.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, wow. That's a good answer. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate and Milty.
Hi. Hi. You've got only a minute.
Talking about.
You only have a minute. Sorry. Did you listen?
And,
did you hear me? You only have a minute. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yep. Little Biff, the bedwetter, reminds me of Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning, when he's in a POW camp, and he said the POWs that chose to help and serve the the Japanese were treated them worse than the Japanese themselves. And people talk all about bad people, good people versus bad people all the time.
Right.
To me, there's nothing more reprehensible than somebody who considers or calls himself a conservative, Republican, Christian, etc., and yet bows to and capitulates to the power of the woke mob, and you know, to whatever, line their pockets, get some notoriety, get some power. It's really sad. Poor little Biff, and just like poor little Nit.
Yeah. I am with you 100%. Yep. Thank you for that. And Remember the words of Christy Pike. I want to be where the power is, because that's where the money is. Christy Pike running for legislature under the Republican banner. I would like to be where the power is, because that's where the money is. Alrighty, that about sums it up.
Yep.
For the Pikes. All right, you guys, we'll be right back. More with Chris Ann Hall when we come back. Alan Stevo, Dr. Rashad Bitar calls in on the show today. All kinds of stuff today. And we'll be right back. My slippers, this blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue, and it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you, but what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free, so make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. In order to get this special deal, you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. mypillow.com/Kate. If you just go to mypillow.com and put in the word Kate, you're...